With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Cranberry growers across North America and here in Washington are faced with a dramatic oversupply in the market and how to correct it. Kim Patton with the WSU Extension Office in Long Beach says set-asides have worked before and are likely the short-term solution.
But that's sort of the current plan, and that will help put things back into balance. And they did that back in 2000. It did help, but for every amount that you set aside, you get ahead a little bit. But it doesn't necessarily solve the big issue of how are you going to market this massive supply of cranberries and still have growers, make a profit.
Patton says growing demand is more than a marketing problem.
It's more than the marketers because, it's the juice, it's in the craisins, and it's some of those issues. And I think what you're looking at is new inventions for cranberries, new innovative marketing opportunities.
Patton says they've been looking for the next big thing to come along.
Craisins basically saved the industry back in 2000 when it was massive oversupply. Craisins were a godsend, and they took us to where we're at now, and now we need the next craisin, and we're not there.
The Cranberry Marketing Committee voted unanimously to seek volume reductions of 15% this year and 25% in 2018. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more, visit our website at aginfo.net.